all that Jesus had done, and he was perplexed, because it was said by some that John had been raised from the dead, by some that Elijah had appeared, and by others that one of the ancient prophets had arisen. Herod said, "John I beheaded, but who is this about whom I hear such things?" And Herod tried to see Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. And Herod tried to see Jesus. When we reflect on the Gospel and the readings this evening, when we look at Herod, for example, we can wonder, I wonder how hard he really tried to see Jesus. You know, I bet you if he really wanted to see Jesus sooner, I bet you he could have done that. He was a pretty powerful man. It makes us wonder just how sincere his desire for Jesus was. And this connects with our first reading in the psalm. Ecclesiastes, of course, is ascribed perhaps to Solomon in his later years when he had started to get a little maybe jaded with life, right? So obviously when we listen to Vanity of Vanities, we have to take it in the context of this is how this inspired author was feeling, but it's not meant to be interpreted by us to mean that everything really is vanity. That's not true. There are a lot of things that come and go, and that's what this is referring to. The sun rises, the sun goes down. The wind blows to the south, it goes around to the north. Streams run to the sea, but the sea never gets full. Yes, there are things that will continue. However, there are brand new things. There are new things under the sun. And the one most especially new thing is Jesus Christ, who gives the entire life of the Christian flavor, zest, freshness, life, joy. He is new, ever new. As St. Augustine said, God is ever ancient, but ever new. But nevertheless, in Ecclesiastes, we see this image of this river. It's always flowing into the sea, but the sea never gets full. That's worth reflecting on. Because every single one of us wants to be full. But nothing can fill us but Jesus. What Herod was searching for was Jesus. What every person who is aware of the truth and open to God's grace realizes is that they are seeking Jesus. That's why we pray to the Lord in the psalm, "Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, so that we may rejoice and be glad all our days." What Herod was looking for was Jesus. It's his steadfast love that would have been the source of his rejoicing and gladness if he had received it. It makes us wonder how sincere Herod was. And then in turn, this becomes an invitation for you and I to reflect. Do we try to be filled by anything less than God? Do we, as many people these days think, do we think that power, pleasure, honor, status, wealth, do we think those will satisfy us? Do you think, have we ever thought that, is there a part of me that feels like those will fill me? Or do I really realize that, like the other things in Ecclesiastes, they will come and go. But the one thing that never changes is Jesus, is him being the rock of our life. And if we do sincerely want to see Jesus, we will. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be open. Don't knock, door might not open. Don't ask, might not receive. Don't seek, you might not find. So we ask the Lord to give us sincere and open, humble hearts, open to his grace, so that God and his love may be what fills us, so that we may be glad and rejoice all the days of our life, now and especially when we, having arrived at heaven, also share evermore in the joy of the Lord.